Saving for retirement is a great start, but it's what you do with this money that really matters. How will you reduce your taxes, generate income, pay for the skyrocketing cost of healthcare, and optimize your Social Security benefits? Welcome to Retirement Solutions Radio with Tyson Thacker and Ryan Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions. This is where you can count on straightforward and objective advice about the toughest challenges you'll face in retirement today. And now, here are your hosts, Tyson Thacker and Ryan Thacker.
Filing for Social Security, well, it sounds simple on the surface. A percentage of every paycheck goes to Social Security when you're working, and when you retire, you file for your benefits and you get paid every single month until you pass away. But here's what we've found out over the years. It's not that simple at all. In fact, most people don't realize this, but how and when you file for Social Security, well, it could set off a chain reaction of events that could needlessly cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in lifetime income. And even the most sophisticated of investors, they make mistakes all the time. Making that mistake could cost you a small fortune. Welcome to Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Tyson Thacker, along with my brother Ryan. We are the Retirement Brothers from Boss Retirement Solutions and Advisors. And if you're within 5 years of filing for your Social Security benefits, you've got to listen up to today's show. It's going to be great for you to understand how this works, because when you file for your Social Security benefits, your decision could trigger a chain reaction of events that could increase your taxes on your benefits, taxes on your IRA and 401k withdrawals, taxes on other investment income, spousal benefits. It could even impact Medicare premiums. It could cost you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in lifetime income if you do this wrong. So when you go to file for your Social Security benefits, you've got to consider so much more than just the amount of your benefits check. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the 5 misconceptions about filing for Social Security that could rob you of your hard-earned savings. And Ryan, we were joking about being kids and some of the games we used to play. One of those was rock, paper, scissors, right?
Yep. And what's interesting about this is lots of you out there listening to this have played rock, paper, scissors, right? To settle some dispute, settle who's going to do the dishes that night. We shared a bedroom growing up. Who's gonna clean the bedroom, mm-hmm. turn off the light or whatever? But here's the thing is, surprisingly, there's been lots of research papers done on the game of rock, paper, scissors by psychologists. And here's what they found is it's a lot more complicated than you think, because there's other things that go into this. There's so many intertwined factors that you see when you play rock, paper, scissors, like reading the body language. There's game theory. There's all these strategies to help players get an edge.
Totally.
When it comes to playing rock, paper, scissors, you know, they've done it blindfolded, all these different ways. And what it turns out is the psychologists say it's far more complicated of a game than first appears on its face value. And that's exactly what Social Security is like, you know?
Yeah. In fact, one of the major misconceptions when you talk about Social Security and the game behind it is people straight up say, well, if the Social Security trust fund goes broke, you're not going to get any benefits, right? And there is a lot to this as far as why people think this. For instance, the biggest problem with Social Security right now and going broke boils down to simple math. Too many baby boomers are retiring. Not enough people are entering the workforce to take their place. And as a result, the trust fund has significantly fewer sources to tax. So, you know, that's what people start talking about. And we're looking at 2033, 2034-ish as to when supposedly Social Security could go broke. What's going to happen, Ryan, if that is the case?
Well, there's a great article from Newsweek. The headline is, Congress must not wait to refinance Social Security. And, you know, a couple of just key points that I want to point out here. First of all, there's a deeper and a related problem of how to structure Social Security funding, and it's demographics.
Yeah.
And we look a lot at demographics. The U.S. is not producing enough children or allowing sufficient immigration to help build the type of workforce that's needed to fund Social Security. Bottom line, we have less workers paying into Social Security than we did in the past, and more people drawing on Social Security. So, you know, this article pointed out that the Senate Budget Committee, after almost 40 years of having a surplus, that Social Security revenues have dropped and they exceeded, so payouts exceeded revenue in 2021. So this is why you're seeing so many articles about this. And then, you know, Social Security's annual shortfall is projected to be $378 billion by 2032, just before the Social Security reserves run out. So Tyson, this is basic math and science, right? Congress needs to step up and do something about Social Security. And the problem is, you're probably not going to like the result.
Yeah, there's a history of this. And we've talked about this before, that in 1983 and in 1993, the same problem was going to happen. And what normally happens, you know, we're somewhere between 2032 and 2034 before Social Security goes bankrupt. Historically, Congress doesn't do anything until they get close to it actually going bankrupt.
Get close to the edge of the cliff.
Yep. So in 1983 and in 1993, they raised taxes. That's how they did this. And it used to be that you didn't pay any, once you put the money in and took the tax hit in your payroll check, they had promised that you'd never have to pay taxes once you retired. Well, now up to 85% of your benefit can be taxed. And so now that we're facing this shortfall again, probably the same thing's going to happen. It's not likely that Congress is going to let Social Security dry up, because after all, it is the foundation of millions of Americans' retirement plans. And so it could be a combination of higher taxes, which is likely. It could also be, you know, pushing out the age as far as when you retire. So if going from the age right now is 67, all the way up to 67, they could push it up to 70, which I think is likely, have it phased in over a period of time. They could reduce some people's benefits. Bottom line is, we've got to help you, and we have a way to help you to make sure that you make the right decision.
Well, Tyson, I've got a question for you. Would you be upset if you lost $111,000 in retirement income? Well, according to Forbes, 96% of Americans forfeit on average $111,000 in Social Security income. And the reality is that this is something that anyone in their right mind would want to avoid. And with the Social Security Trust Fund in as much trouble as it is now, it's never been more important to ensure that you have the right strategy that could help you get every penny out that's rightfully yours. Find out how you could avoid losing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in lifetime income with a free customized Social Security benefits analysis. This free analysis will pinpoint the exact time when you should file for Social Security, helping you get the biggest benefit check that could be possible for retirement. So it also considers the impact of taxes, spousal benefits, Medicare premiums, and so much more. So this analysis, it looks at the big picture, which could really help you get the most net income from Social Security. So if you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement and have not filed for Social Security, give us a call right now to schedule this free analysis at 800-918-3015. Now remember, many advisors charge hundreds of dollars for this analysis. It won't cost you a dime. Call us right now at 800-918-3015. That's 800-918-3015.
We just talked about the tax problem that's facing Social Security, and coming up next, we're going to dive into the ugly truth of how bad taxes could get. You don't want to miss it. It's going to impact your retirement. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions Radio. This is where you can count on straightforward and objective advice on how you can make your money go a lot further in retirement. And here are your hosts, Tyson Thacker and Ryan Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions.
You look at your Social Security statement, and that number is right there in black and white. But did you know that you could end up paying taxes on as much as 85% of your Social Security benefits? It's true. So the money count you're counting on for retirement could end up being a lot less than what you thought it was going to be. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Ryan Thacker, along with my brother Tyson. And today we're talking about the five Social Security misconceptions that could needlessly cost you a small fortune in retirement. And coming up in this segment, we want to talk about taxes and why the taxes that you owe on Social Security, which could be up to 85%, plus what you can do now that could reduce or potentially even eliminate those taxes altogether. So, you know, Tyson, we've been talking a lot recently. You hear these dates on Social Security trust funds going broke.
Yep.
You know, we talked about in the last segment, you know, the misconception of that is the benefit's not going to completely go away, but if they don't do something about it, they may have to reduce those benefits, which mm-hmm. no one would want, because most Americans are counting on, you know, those benefits to fund their retirement. Well, here's the way they're going to do it. And this is what we want to talk all about in this section. Misconception number two is you're not going to pay any taxes on that Social Security benefit, right, Tyson?
Right. You've been paying into the Social Security Trust Fund ever since your first paycheck. And between you and your employer, well, you've contributed 12.4% of your earnings for what is likely more than at least 30 or 40 years. But when it comes to finally collecting those benefits, you think about what Uncle Sam is doing now, which he didn't do prior to 1983, you have the ability to get taxed again. So you get taxed when you get that money pulled out of your check every 2 weeks. And now you face the prospect of getting taxed, and not just taxed, but a lot in tax. And our goal is to help you to minimize that as much as possible. In fact, Ryan, we're pretty proud of the fact that we've helped over 30,000 families to make an informed decision about Social Security so that they can determine what's best for them. After all, you only get one chance to start your Social Security, and you better get as much out of it as you can because you've been putting money into the trust fund for so long.
Yep. So, you know, Tyson, you know, I've got four boys.
Yep.
My third son, he got a job at a pizza place, and he called me when he got the job, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, I need to know what my bank account number and routing number is." And I'm like, "Why?" And he's like, "Well, because my employer does auto deposit."
Yep.
So, you know, they just direct deposit everything into the checking account. And I'm like, "No, I want you to get a paper check." He's like, "Well, my manager said so." And I'm like, "That's okay. They can print you a paper check."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, why?" And I'm like, "For one big reason. I want you to see the gross amount on your paycheck, and then I want to see all the stuff in the middle that Uncle Sam's taken out, Social Security and Medicare and taxes. And then I want to see you to see the net check." And the reason why is because, you know, so many people, when you just mentioned, Tyson, 12.4%. 12.4% of your paycheck, 6.2% from you, 6.2% from your employer. If you're self-employed, you paid the whole thing. And the problem is most people think when they get to retirement, there's not going to be any taxes on their Social Security benefit. And to make it even worse, if you live in the state of Utah, it's one of the 13 unlucky states that also pay state tax on retirement. So Tyson, this, you know, let's talk about these rules a little bit and what the ages are and kind of what some of the breakdowns are. Because if you're not aware that you could pay taxes on as much as 85% of your benefit, let's break down the numbers, Tyson.
Yeah. So there's two different levels that you have to worry about. So if you have income of more than $32,000 for a couple or $25,000 for somebody who's single, you're going to pay taxes on 50% of your Social Security benefits. And so let's break that down really quickly. So you've got, let's say that you've got a pension. Let's mm-hmm. say you're pulling some money out of your 401k or your IRA.
Yep.
And then you've got your Social Security benefit.
Yep.
They take half of that Social Security benefit and add everything else to it. And then they calculate from there, okay, if you're above that $32,000 for a married couple, then you're going to have to pay taxes on 50% of your benefit. Now, that's not your bracket that you're in, but that ends up being a lot of money.
So if you have $2,000 a month coming from Social Security, you're going to have to include $1,000 of that into your taxable income.
That's right. And $1,000 of that would be taxed. Then that sounds bad enough, but then if you earn $44,000 as a married couple or $34,000 for somebody who's single, 85% of your benefit is then taxable. and so it's not something that you should take lightly, because a lot of people, they come in and they say, "Hey, I heard your radio show and it can't be that bad."
Yeah.
And then we break it down for them and they are shocked at what this looks like over their lifetime, because they were counting on all of that money going in their pocket. Just like you were talking about with your son working at the pizza joint. Well, there's a lot that's taken out before you even see the check. And the government's smart about it. They do exactly the same thing. They pull out taxes and Medicare before you actually get your check.
Well, and Tyson, last year we had David Walker, the former comptroller of the United States government, for two administrations. He's basically the CPA
mm-hmm.
for the United States government, really knows the numbers, and he was testifying the week after he came and spoke to us in Congress about how to fix Social Security. And, you know, he talked about everything that we're not going to like. He talked about may have to remove the cap on the earnings that you pay on Social Security. You may have to include 100% of your Social Security income so that it's taxed. You may have to push it out longer, like we talked about in the first section. But Tyson, the crazy thing about this is when you think about a married couple earning $44,000 a year in retirement,
that's not that much money.
Like more than 50% of Americans that are doing that. So those taxes are just getting higher and higher. And then, you know, a couple of years ago, they had that Social Security increase, 8.7% cost of living adjustment. Everyone was excited. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, hey, I don't understand why my income's going up or my taxes are going up in retirement. It's like, well, because that 8.7% that came from Social Security just pushed them into the next bracket.
That's right. And so if you're not careful with how and when you claim your benefits, it not only could increase the amount that you pay just in your normal bracket for Social Security, but it could also increase the income taxes you pay on your income coming out of your IRA, your 401k, your other retirement that you're receiving as far as, let's say, that you are getting a pension. You probably just didn't even think about that you'd have to pay any taxes on it. So you're going to have a higher marginal as well as a higher capital gain. Plus, to add insult to injury, it ends up being if you make too much money, it pushes you into a different bracket as far as how much you have to pay in Medicare premiums as well. And so there's all of these pitfalls. We call it the tax torpedo, but because we've helped over 30,000 people make an informed decision about Social Security, we can help you to avoid as much of this these pitfalls as possible.
Well, Tyson, here's this article from the New York Times. The headline is, a shock for many retirees, Social Security benefits can be taxed. And here we are in 2024, and there's so many people who have no idea. But here's a couple things this article outlines, and we agree with this. Avoiding this tax is possible, but it becomes harder once Social Security recipients turn 73, and that's because of required minimum distributions.
Right.
Well, what's the key to that? You know, the key to avoiding the tax on Social Security is it's not really tax, you're not avoiding it. It's called tax planning.
Yes.
And that tax planning, what it does is it starts looking forward and how are we going to reduce these taxes? And that's, Tyson, what we want to invite you to do is come in and learn what are the strategies that are available for you individually, right?
That's right. So the first part of this battle is you now know that you could pay taxes on as much as 85% of your Social Security benefits. So the money you were counting on to help you pay for your retirement could end up being a lot less than you thought. So that's the bad news. But there are some simple strategies that could help you reduce or even in some cases eliminate these taxes so you can keep more of that Social Security income in your own pocket. That's why we've got something special just for the loyal listeners on to today's show. We will show you how you could reduce or eliminate taxes on your benefits with a free customized Boss Social Security analysis. This analysis is going to show you the strategies that could help you save a fortune in taxes, how to file for Social Security to optimize that income and minimize taxes, the key to getting more from your spousal benefits, plus to see if you're eligible for other benefits that could add up to thousands of dollars each and every year. So if you've saved more than $200,000 for retirement and have not yet filed for Social Security, call to schedule your free analysis right now at 800-918-3015. This is a turnkey solution that could help ensure you get the most out of your benefits. And here's the best part. We are not going to charge you a dime. So I'm going to give you this number again because this offer is good only today during the show. 800-918-3015. That's 800-918-3015.
Coming up next, that we'll talk about the question, should you delay filing for Social Security to get a bigger benefits check? Well, you may be surprised at the answer. Join us after the break.
Again, if you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule this free Boss Retirement Tax Savings Analysis at 800-918-3015.
Want to learn how you can make your money go a lot further in retirement? You've come to the right place. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio. with Ryan Thacker and Tyson Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions.
Most people don't realize this, but when you file for your Social Security, well, it could trigger a chain reaction of events that could trigger higher taxes on your benefits, higher taxes on your IRA and 401k withdrawals, higher taxes on your other investment income. It could even impact your spousal benefits, as well as doubling your Medicare premiums. That's why it's critical for you to consider all of these things before you file for Social Security. Welcome back to today's show. I'm Tyson Thacker, along with my brother Ryan. We are the Retirement Brothers from Boss Retirement Solutions and Advisors. And today we're talking about the top five Social Security misconceptions that could needlessly cost you a small fortune. And coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about why delaying your benefits won't guarantee more net income from Social Security. And this leads us to misconception number three. Ryan, what is it?
Well, misconception number three is delaying your benefits will always result in a bigger check. So why is this a misconception? Well, there's two camps out there in Social Security. The first group says, started at 62 because that's going to be your lowest check, but it's going to be the highest payout for a longer period of time. And so that smaller check over a long period of time equals it up. The other group says that waiting till 70 will give you the bigger check. And this strategy is often pitched as a no-brainer, but it's not necessarily true. Sure, delaying your benefits, it will grow by 8% guaranteed every year, and sure, that check gets bigger. You throw some cost of living adjustments on it. But you also have to look at the whole picture on this equation. So for example, you need to consider the taxes on your benefits, the impact that this will have on your IRA and 401k withdrawals, plus your spousal benefits, your Medicare premiums, and, you know, why delaying your benefits. It could end up costing you money from a net income standpoint. Remember, it's not how much you make, but it's how much you keep. And so, you know, timing of how and when you claim these benefits is really, really important, and it matters. And it's not just about claiming your benefits early or late. That's far too simple of what people try to put those into those two camps. Your benefit counts as taxable income, so it's called provisional income. And your IRA and 401k withdrawals and other investment income are also considered to be taxable income. And so when you add all of this up, you could be in a much higher tax bracket, and what you thought you were going to get from Social Security could be just be a fraction of what you're planning on. Right, Tyson?
Well, Ryan, what we see so often is people come in and they say something along the lines of what you were generally talking about, which is, hey, my buddy at work did this, and mm-hmm. so this is the best thing to do in my mind. For instance, I'm just going to take it early. I'm going to take it at 62 because you just don't know how long you're going to live, as you talked about. But then there's all these different people who have these different theories.
Yep.
And so, again, we've had whole radio shows on general rules of thumb. General rules of thumb with Social Security will definitely get you in trouble, because once you claim, then you're locked in for life. Besides your annual cost of living adjustment. So you've got to make sure that you do this right. And from our perspective, one of the things that we really focus on with this is when somebody comes in, we don't just look at Social Security. We look at everything. You've got your IRA and your 401k. You've got your pension. You may have real estate income. We take a look at all the different income streams first. And then we look and say, okay, what order should you be taking it in?
Yes.
Because the longer you wait, as you mentioned, you can get that extra 8%, but it's not always that. It may be more savings on taxes. So here's the other thing that's important to determine. Ryan, Social Security is not going to tell you if you have any other income. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I think one of the misconceptions is that you can rely on the Social Security Administration, right? And we'll talk about that a little bit more in the show, but the reality is they don't know your full situation. They know the Social Security side really well. And the dangerous part is they're prohibited from giving you advice, but the dangerous part is sometimes you hear it, right? And that can be really dangerous for you individually, because you could be missing out on additional benefits that are rightfully yours. You could penalize yourself unknowingly with getting pushed into a higher tax bracket. And so the answer that we always talk about, Tyson, how do you avoid this? It starts by having a specific claiming strategy for you individually.
Yeah.
And Tyson, that's, you know, you mentioned in the other segment, we've helped over 30,000 families make an informed decision. That's a lot of different scenarios. That's a lot of different combinations. And it's something that you need to just sit back, look at, and really take a deep dive. And we don't, this is not a do-it-yourself sport. We recommend you get some professional advice that can help you. We have a system that allows us to dial that in and customize it directly to your own situation. Right, Tyson?
Yeah. And it becomes important because when we take a look at your entire situation, let's just use Medicare for an example. I've had so many people who, when we get to the solution and we say, hey, good news, you're not getting pushed up into a higher Medicare bracket, they say something like, what do you mean? I thought everybody paid the same amount for Medicare.
Yep.
And they're shocked to learn that if you earn too much money in the ensuing years up to when you retire, then you can double the premium that you have to pay for up to 3 years. And so all of these things play a role, Ryan. And what can we help them with next?
Well, the first thing is, now you know the filing for Social Security could be one of the biggest financial decisions that you're going to make because it's the foundation of your retirement. And the difference between your best case and worst case scenario could literally mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in lifetime income. So you want to be 100% certain that you get this part right. And that's why we've got something special just for you who are listening to the show today. We want you to help you get the most out of your Social Security benefits with a free customized Social Security analysis. This analysis will show you the exact timing that could help you get the most out of your benefits, how you could reduce or eliminate taxes on as much as 85% of those benefits, and how you can avoid doubling your Medicare premiums and so much more. So if you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement and have not filed for Social Security, call right now to schedule this free analysis at 800-918-3015. Now, some advisors will charge several hundred dollars for a customized analysis like this. The good news is we're not going to charge you a dime, but give us a call right now. You don't want to delay. Call at 800-918-3015. That number again is 800-918-3015.
So we have talked in this segment a little bit about spousal benefits. So many people come in, they are completely confused about how and when you can take spousal benefits on your Social Security. We want to help you avoid leaving so much money on the table if you do this wrong. We're going to explain it all in simple and easy to understand terms when we come back.
More with Ryan and Tyson Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions is coming up next.
They've helped thousands of families retire successfully, and they could help you too. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio with Tyson Thacker and Ryan Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions.
Filing for Social Security sounds simple enough on the surface, but unfortunately, this is a government-administered program, and to say it's complicated could be one of the understatements of the year. So in fact, the system is so complicated, it's almost designed to trip you up. And that's why 9 in 10 Americans lose an average of $111,000 in lifetime Social Security benefits. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Ryan Thacker along with my brother Tyson. And today we're talking about 5 Social Security misconceptions that could easily cost you a small fortune. And in this segment, we want to cover the final 2 misconceptions. And, you know, in the previous segments, we covered that misconception number 1 is you won't get all of your Social Security benefits if the Social Security trust fund goes broke. In the second section, we talked about you won't owe any taxes on your Social Security benefits and why that's a misconception. Last segment, we talked about how delaying your benefits could always result in a bigger check. And that misconception is one of those areas that really gets a lot of people. In this segment, we want to talk about 2 more. The first one is why you don't really need to be a widow to get a spousal benefit, right? Yep. So that's the first one. The second one is why asking the Social Security Administration for any personal advice might not be such a great idea. Tyson, let's dive right into misconception number 4 here. You have to be a widow to get spousal benefits.
Yeah, there's so much confusion around this, Ryan, with spousal benefits, what they are, when you can claim them. And so many people falsely believe that you can't claim spousal benefits unless you're a widow, as you just mentioned. And you can usually qualify for a survivor or widow benefits or if you're at least 60 years old and you were married to your spouse for a minimum of 9 months at the time of death. So that's the first piece that you need to understand. And so many people will come into our office and their spouse has passed. And we ask them, we say, hey, look, are you taking the higher of the two benefits? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm taking my benefit. That's what I can, my spouse has passed. So there's no benefit besides mine. And we said, did you know that you can choose? If your spouse has passed between your benefit and your spouse's benefit. And in a lot of cases, these are women who, unfortunately, their husband's passed, but they've never taken the higher benefit that their husband had after working all those years.
Yep.
So that's part of the misconception. What's the next part of spousal benefits that a lot of people don't understand, Ryan?
Well, on spousal benefits, you've got this non-working spouse, right?
Yep.
And then you've also have if your spouse passes away. So those are the two components.
So we talked about spouse passing away. So let's talk now about other options.
Yeah. So the other option is now you've got a lot of times people think, and here it is 2024, because they didn't work outside the home, that they don't receive any Social Security income. And that could not be further from the truth. The spousal benefit, what it allows you to do is that spousal benefit allows you to claim one half of the working spouse's income. So if the working spouse is eligible to receive $3,000 a month from Social Security, the non-working spouse can claim up to one half of that at the full retirement age. So that would be $1,500 a month. So in this case, partner number one receiving $3,000 a month, partner number two receiving $1,500. That's a total of $4,500 a month from Social Security between that couple.
So that's another great example of people not understanding that there's a spousal benefit, even if you don't have your own benefit.
Yep.
The third one that is a misconception is divorce, right?
Yep.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of divorce in today's society. And so you've got the ex-husband, you've got, let's say that you got remarried, and now in some cases you have the choice between taking your benefit, your ex-spouse's spousal benefit, or in some cases, your new spouse's spousal benefit. Now, to be able to claim an ex-spouse benefit, you have to have at least been married to them for 10 years. So keep that in mind, and you have to have been divorced for at least two. And so there's all of these different scenarios. And I have a client of mine that she'd never got remarried, but she didn't know that she could take her ex-spouse's benefit because he did get remarried.
Mm-hmm.
And she was his new spouse was taking the spousal benefit. And I said, you can take a spousal benefit as well.
Yep.
So she took half of his benefit for a period of time, let hers grow. And then we turned on her benefit after it got bigger than what her ex-spouse's benefit would be, half of her ex-spouse's. So there's all of these different scenarios that become a big deal in helping you to understand what needs to happen and how complicated and confusing it is. You don't want to use rock, paper, scissors, in other words, to figure out your Social Security benefits.
No, no way. And that leads us to misconception number five, Tyson, the final one. And that the misconception is that the Social Security Administration will give you personalized help. Now, we're not saying that people at the Social Security Administration that are working really hard in a tough environment, we're not saying that they're trying to give you bad advice. But what we are going
to
say here, is we are saying before you claim your benefits, it's smart to talk to someone who's knowledgeable on this guidance, and where to turn for advice isn't always obvious because naturally you think, oh, I'm going to go to the Social Security Administration. They can help me out here. Well, many people think that could be the best place to turn for advice, but it's not always the case because the staff is not trained on claiming strategies, nor are they qualified advisors, and they actually are forbidden in the handbook from giving you specific advice. And the reason why is because Social Security workers are overwhelmed. The staff is the smallest it's been in 25 years. And the agency lost 4,000 employees during the pandemic. And combine this with the largest group of retirees, Tyson, that are happening, the baby boomers. You know, we are now almost at the peak of baby boomers retiring. Now, there's over 11,000 a day who are retiring. And, you know, this could mean disaster for you if you don't get the help that you need. Just like we've talked about, you could needlessly leave tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table.
Well, and you think about it, Ryan, you mentioned the Social Security Administration, the workforce is the smallest it's been in a long, long time. And then you consider that we're also now at the peak of baby boomers. There's 14,000 people retiring every single day for the next couple of years. And so what does that boil down to? It means Social Security supports more than 70 million Americans, whether that's retirees, disabled people, or children of people who have passed. So it's a complex system. And on top of it, there are all these rules with Social Security. In fact, if you looked at the manual and you put all the pages together, it would be over 20,000 pages long. Think about that for a second.
That's a big manual.
And so it's really the point of what you just said, Ryan, of it's so complex that there's no way that the Social Security Administration employee could know everything about your IRA, your 401k, your pension, whatever it is in combination. And that's what we're trying to drive home more than anything today is you've got to look at all of this as not just Social Security, but everything as it relates to income, everything as it relates to taxes. And you've got to break this down with somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Well, so here's what I would recommend. And this is what you and I, as we talk about it, what should you do if you're, you know, like say, hey, I don't want to make this mistake. The first step starts with going to ssa.gov
yes.
and getting an updated statement. The first thing you have to do is after you create your login and get in there is make sure that all the numbers are right. You'd be surprised that reporting errors from previous employers and, you know, Social Security is a 35-year average. And so you want to make sure that all those years are in there to help you get as much as you can. That's step number one. Step number two is if you're married, do the same thing for your spouse. And then what you can do is now go get some advice. We run the BOSS Social Security analysis on this. It's a 29-page report, which not only covers Social Security, but it also covers Medicare as well. And what this does is it's customized to your specific benefit. It allows you to take a deep dive and really look at all these different factors. And then we can sit down with you and we can expand that report and we can look at all the other factors. What other income sources do you have? What about the money that you've saved in your IRAs and 401ks? Where is all of that retirement income going to come from? And then we can bring it together in one simple system so that you have clarity and vision. And Tyson, let's talk about how we can help those who want to take action on that one thing right now.
So let's just pretend that you got a check for $111,000 from your retirement account. And then when you went to go use it, you could not find it. Would you be kind of upset about that? Absolutely. I think everybody would be. Well, if you look at the most recent statements from Forbes, they did a study. 96% of Americans forfeit an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. So it's like losing that $111,000 check. And with the Social Security Trust Fund in as much trouble as it is now, it's never been more important to ensure that you've got the right strategy that could help you wring every penny out of your income that's rightfully yours. So we want to help you to find out how you could avoid losing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in lifetime income with our free customized BOSS Social Security Benefits Analysis. This free analysis, it pinpoints exactly when you should file for your Social Security benefits. It also helps you to get the biggest benefits check possible throughout all of your retirement years. It considers the impact on your taxes, spousal benefits, Medicare premiums, and so much more. In other words, we look at the big picture, which could help you get the most net income from Social Security. You don't want to use anybody else who hasn't been doing this for years. We've helped 30,000 families to perfect this. So if you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement and have not filed for Social Security, call to schedule your free analysis right now at 800-918-3015. Some advisors are charging several hundred dollars for this analysis, or others are don't even offer this. So call to schedule your analysis right now at 800-918-3015. That's 800-918-3015. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
At Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, a registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions. The information contained in this material is given for informational purposes only, and no statement contained herein shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. You should seek advice on legal and tax questions from an independent attorney or tax advisor. Our firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. This radio show is a paid placement.